That was a stunning interview with William Federer, American Man. I encourage everybody to check that out. You know, you can click on the list where he can send little daily history things to you. Very cool. Like a little minute, American Minute, like the name, of history, and break it down for you in a usable, inspirational type way. It's fantastic. All that whole interview today was off the cuff. We were going to talk about Santa Claus and the history of St. Nick, and that there really was a quote unquote kind of Santa Claus that was patterned after, of course, the pagan influence, what have you. But there was another side to this of somebody. That's what we were going to talk about. And I just wanted to ask him a little bit about, is there anything similar in elections, contested, competing electors, what have you? And that's what he came up with, right off the cuff. Gives you the whole history of the CIA 70 years ago and how the government's worked. Yuri Bezmenov, he reported on this very famously about how you take over these societies, communists, how they did it. You know, backing up what William Federer said, or he's backing up Yuri, I guess you would say. But this is what just went on in America. And... Uncle Kevin's here, by the way. Uncle Kevin, you're here. Welcome to the Power Hour. Yes.
Yeah, another great day in America. That was a wonderful assertion that he made. That was beautiful.
It was so critical, that information.
And simple. Simple to understand. He broke everything down really excellent.
He took a very complicated subject, extremely complicated and confusing subject, and put it in digestible bites. But like you said, what we're seeing is all these tools that have been used across the world in other countries, they now coming home and being used on the great, good old US of A. And, we were having this discussion offline, and, Todd asked me on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think Trump will, you know, what are the chances you think Trump's going to overturn this, or the election's going to get overturned and Trump's going to be, or the election really not overturned, the real election results are going to be solidified, I guess would be the better way to say it. But anyway, and I told Todd 9. I think it's a 9. Maybe I'm hopeful. Maybe, you know, if I was being a little more conservative, a little more logical, I would say, you know, it's certainly better than 50-50. But the reason I say 9, same thing I told Todd, when they, meaning the deep state, went after Michael Flynn, they felt desperate that they had to, but it was also the biggest mistake they ever made, because what they did is they signaled to the rest of the patriots, the rest of the white hats in government and in those positions, they signaled to them by doing that, that this is life or death. And so it's no longer, oh, we'll just, you know, in 4 more years, we'll have another, no. No, that's gone. And they know that. And what William was describing about these countries, how they go in and you know, he even mentioned, you know, shows like this. I've told you this. Shows like this. This show will be gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
It'll be gone. It will be gone. I'm telling you, flat out, it will be gone. And... if this show is going to be gone, what do you think is going to happen to the people that have been sitting there holding the line in government and holding up the, you know, the red, white, and blue through all obstacles and at all costs about the onslaught of the takeover that's been going on in our government and the deep state influence? What do you think it means to them? Again, it is life or death. So it's obvious that there's a plan. It's obvious the way he's acting. You know, even yesterday, Trump rolled back a bunch of regulations. Why is Trump rolling back these regulations? Why is Trump acting like there's no, he's just going along like normal. He's getting rid of Barr. He's getting rid of the defense secretary. He's rolling back regulations to help to set up for manufacturing to get. He knows the key is the economy. The key is the economy. And the other side knows that too. That's why they're pushing the Great Reset as fast as they can. Klaus Schwab. John Kerry, they've said Justin Trudeau. If anybody tells you it's conspiracy theory, that you're a nut anymore, then they are ignorant fools, because these people have said it more plain, more clear, and more decisively than I ever have. They have said it in public, on video, out of their own mouth now. They have in they your sights to bankrupt, implode all the economies of the world and put them under one economic umbrella and a new world out from it. That is what they have said, point blank, almost verbatim. And so what is the key?
To do it.
Go ahead, Kev. I don't know. I don't. You
yeah,
got any comment?
About... There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. This is their time. They cannot go back, and it's either do or die. So
this is either A or B. It's either black or white.
Yeah,
and
there is no middle.
Trump has, and I'm not saying Trump is again. I'm not. I don't have a poster of Donald Trump, but I am 1,000% behind Donald Trump. I am 10,000,000% behind Donald Trump winning this candidacy with all his flaws, the vaccine, all these things. We can sort those out later, or I can criticize him later on that. Right now, he must win.
Must. With a capital all the way across. Must. There is no other option.
For 2 years, we've had Daniel Estlin on here. And when we first started saying these things, I was just like, okay, whatever. Daniel Estlin's been telling you for 2 years, this is life or death. He's been telling you this. Now, I finally got it. I got it, Daniel. It's life or death. I get it. It's life or death for these people in the government. And then it's life or death. You know, it's not like, well, Biden's going to get in and the next day the whole world's going to end. No. But this is the Rubicon. This is the crossroads. And once we step over that line, it'll be... God almighty, it'll be hard to step back. Oh my God, it'll be hard. It'll be damn near impossible to step back.
Thomas Jefferson said it'll be generations before we get the freedom back once we lose it.
Daniel Webster, great quote. People think miracles cluster. But what has happened once in 6,000 years, don't think it'll happen again. If America falls, if this falls, there'll be chaos throughout the world. Daniel Webster.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the founders understood the magnitude of this. Why do you think I talk ad nauseum about the founders and what they did and the Bill of Rights? These are the solutions. This is the rock. This is the bedrock of this country, which is linked straight to the Bible, straight to our Creator. There is nothing else.
Nope.
There is nothing else.
If you're on the fence and don't choose the right way, there will be no fence left by the time they get done with you, and you'll be off to the gulag.
Well, unless you just go along with them.
Yeah, unless you capitulate.
And then you'll capitulate yourself right into mass murder or grave or whatever.
Yes,
I mean,
this is
the plan. This is for 20 years. 20 years ago, Joyce was on air talking about this, guest after guest after guest, after even the health news, everything. Nothing is more important right now. There is nothing more. Your life, your physical life, is not as important as your liberty, as the Bill of Rights, as the Declaration of Independence. Everybody listening to this broadcast, together, their physical lives is not worth that. And this is what is at stake. There is nothing more important. And the gateway to have some semblance of that starts with Donald Trump making sure that the will of the people is heard, that the Declaration of Independence is enforced in this area. Period.
And if you don't believe us, just go look at the Georgia Guidestones, the number one edict. There shall be only 500 million people in the world. So that means they got to get rid of 7.5 billion of us.
In writing, that's what they say. Let me tell you what happened last night. So my wife wanted me to help her put together kind of a letter. She's debating whether to tell her family about this COVID vaccine. You know, it's a sensitive issue. For her family's very medical. So I helped her kind of write a little page, two page, whatever, and we'll probably put it up online. Just nothing elaborate, nothing I got serious about, whatever. I just helped her put it together. So I finished it up. I was going up late last night and just going over information and just, I'm excited. I'm concerned. I mean, I'm everything right now, because this is also our greatest opportunity. We always knew, or we always thought, I should say, it's like whack-a-mole. The New World Order was going to stay under the ground. It was going to stay under. People would, they would marginalize it. Anybody who brought it up, what are you talking about? You can't even see it. It's not even there. Only at the very last moment, only at the time when they're going to really make their move, is the whack-a-mole going to pop out of the machine so you can see it. Well, the whack-a-mole has popped its head out. So this is the point where they are the most vulnerable and the most powerful, both. And for us, it's the same thing. Our conviction, our country, our liberty is the most vulnerable and the most powerful. So it's a yin and a yang, either or, black or white, A or B situation. This is the greatest opportunity. We should be thanking God for this chance that the New World Order has popped their head out, and we need to grab the sword, the armor, the whole thing, the whack-a-mole hammer, and we need to swing it with the force of Almighty God and whack their damn head right back down in the machine. If we don't, our children will suffer. Why do we honor our founding fathers? What did they say? Let the trouble come in our time so our children may live in peace. Our children, if we don't do it now and make our stand now, our children will be fighting a different battle. It's, I don't know who I was talking to. I talked to a lot of people. I don't remember. But if we don't win this and establish our will in this election, I mean, this isn't about Trump winning. It's not even about that. It's about our will. Governments deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed by law, our law. Liberty is in law. Justice is in law. Though the spirit of God is, there is liberty. This is the godly decision. This is the spirit decision. This is it. Our children, if we don't enforce this now, our children will be making a different decision where they're going to be on their knees trying to fight this. We at least can stand on our feet now and stand and do this. They're going to be, if we don't, they're going to be doing it on their knees trying to do it.
Yeah, they'll be in re-education camps.
They already are. It's called government school.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tell you what happened. So anyway, I did this little one-page deal, two-page, whatever it was. All I did was copy and paste it. I was going to email it to my wife, say, here, is this, you know, whatever. What do you think about this? I went to her email, put it in, copied and pasted it, and emailed it to herself so she would see it. It'd be there at the top. A notice comes immediately after or sometime after and says, well, this was undeliverable. What do you mean undeliverable? It says the server refused to accept this email. Are you serious? You have health and money news. .com. I told you, Steve, I go back and forth on emails with Steve. I've talked to him on the phone before. A lot of what he's doing, a conglomerator of news. He put up the stories about the Pfizer guy and the vaccines, questioning the sterilization. Also the HIV, people testing positive for HIV after getting the vaccine, of course, because it was spliced with HIV. You go put these links, the website, the links, it is gone. It is gone. It's like it never existed. The only place it exists now is in my memory. Gone.
When you said that, Dan, I went and looked. You're absolutely right. It is gone. Gone.
And I cannot email to myself. My wife's email's up there. So I just emailed it to her. So it's like I was my wife emailing it to herself. Hotmail would not let her email herself this two-page document just writing about the COVID vaccine. My God. And I thought, well, maybe it's a mistake. I'll run a test. So I just ran a thing and did it again with just test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, boom, right through. No problem whatsoever. My God. God, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what that means? When I tell you that if Biden wins, we won't be here, it may not be the very next day. It won't be, I don't know how long, it won't be that long. We won't be here.
Bingo. And that falls right in line with that story we got. The French former pharmacist has been taken from his home last week and forcibly placed in a psychiatric hospital after exposing the official COVID-19 narrative. And that's going to be coming here if we don't wake up.
Well, it's more than wake up. We have to do something. It's no longer, we have to do, you know, pray with fervency, fast, call somebody. Anytime you hear anybody, anytime I hear anybody say something stupid about this, I try to be calm and have pointed answers, but I have an answer. So to think about an answer, have an article, have something. I'm imploring the people I know. I tell, you know, the people I really care about that I can, you know, feel like I have some influence to them. I tell them, even almost strangers, I'll say something, you know, don't get that vaccine. I mean, this is, your light. And the people here all the way since Joyce started the show way back when, everything that she's done, everything, all these 20 years, it's now for this time. I so wish that Joyce was here. And I know that she would be, especially with this vaccine coming out, she would just be, she would just be fit to be tied, practically about this and talking about it and trying to get people to see, you know, just what are you doing? Anyway, you got another, Luc Montagnier, I messed his name up. The Nobel Prize winning French scientist. He's the one who said it's in the lab, it's spliced with HIV. Why do you think people are now testing positive for HIV after getting the vaccine? It's, again, proving what we've said here. How important is independent media? Do you think Fox News has told you this, much less CNN or MSNBC have told you all these things and get you prepared and let you know all these things? Oh, by the way, Bitcoin is at its all-time high this morning, too. I hope that you heard the interview with Crypto J.
Yeah, we love Crypto J.
The first day of the week. Check that out. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get Catherine if you want it. We can email it to you. And it's just something you need to know, I think. I'm not giving investment advice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, maybe check it out. And it's a decision you need to make, and Crypto J can educate you and help you to understand and make, if you want to make some investment decisions, you can. But there's a wave coming, and this is all part of these. I don't think anything's going to stop that. I mean, that's cooked into the recipe. That's baked into the cake already, no matter if Trump wins or not. And I think I think Trump wants it. I know Trump wants.
But like you said, you might as well get in it now, or they're going to force you in it 5 years later.
Right. And you think, well, that's a bad, okay. You know, I get it. It can be used. It can also be used to free you right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the next 2 or 3 years, it can be used to free you.
Yep.
Just like this time now, we can either, the New World Order's popped its head out. We are either our weakest right now or our most powerful. And the same thing with them. They are either at their most powerful or their weakest. It's the same thing with these cryptos. You can use these to turn and to bless and accelerate your life, or it can turn around and it can be used later on or what have you to encapsulate you. I was up late last night thinking about all this stuff. Do you have another story? Oh, anyway, French scientist.
Well, I like that retweet, President Trump. Retreats, attorney Lynn Woods, Kemp and Raffensperger will soon be going to jail. And I called up the Georgia State Capitol, and I told them what about Trump's repeat, and they did not know that. So I said, you tell them Kemp and Raffensperger is going to jail if they don't straighten up this voter fraud. And they said they would relay the message.
I think Trump, the Patriots, what have you, they know everything. Of course they know everything. They have all the information. It's just how they're going to use it, how it's going to roll out. I believe it's going to be very interesting. I've been told to kind of relax. I'm excited.
It's hard.
I'm excited. I feel real positive on what, but I'm still excited. I mean, this is an exciting time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, anyway, a couple minutes left or 1 minute and so left. Is there any other news story you want to bring up, Kev?
Well, I like this one out in California. Sheriff refuses to release 1,800 dangerous inmates, including murder and child molesters. See, that's what your sheriff can do. He can tell the judge. A judge ordered this. A superior judge ordered this. And he just told that superior judge to kiss my butt, you know?
That's the power of a sheriff.
I am the number one law enforcement agent in this county, and I am not doing it. Stick it.
McConnell congratulated Biden and Trump fired back on him.
Man.
It's too early to give up. What's wrong with you, McConnell? World Economic Forum wants government, central banks, big business to help, quote, vaccinate the world. God, that scares me to death.
It sure
does.
This
is another big thing. You know, Trump will not mandate. I'm pretty confident.
No,
Trump
won't.
Will not mandate from the, it's kind of like pedophilia. When the Trump administration has taken the gloves off and allowed people to go after these pedophiles. Well, it's going to be the same thing with these vaccines. Trump's going to make it the administration swear it's going to be, if you don't want to get a vaccine, it's going to be open and possible that you don't have to get a vaccine. If it's the other administration, just like that pedophilia, the push against pedophilia will be shut down and they'll be allowed to thrive. If Biden gets in, these mask mandates, push for vaccine mandates, they'll be allowed to thrive. It's the same thing. That's another reason why it's so essential that
all
Trump
our
gets
businesses
in.
Will be shut down too and sent overseas again.
Trump canceled a bunch of regulations on business yesterday. He's on the economy is the key. It's all going to go down throughout the world because there's no other way around it. I think that Trump has a plan to rise from this, and America is going to go a different way. Print our own money. They're going to kill the Federal Reserve, and they're going to print. Oh, my God, they're going to print. Trump is going to print money like crazy to hold the stock market up because all of your pensions and what have you are in them. That's what I believe.
Yeah,
non-investment advice, just my opinion. He has to. There's no, people say, oh, that's terrible. Yes, it is terrible. This whole time is terrible. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Tactarian on the other side. Uncle Kevin, God bless.
Yeah, same to you, Dan.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is the place to buy from the good guys, as they say, or as Joyce used to say, and I say, and everybody should say, should roll off your tongue. Buy from the good guys. Why wouldn't you support the good guys? Well, we can, right? Robert Tactalian, Vitamir, the products over there, the Strauss Heart Drops, the new bladder support is on sale over at the Power Mall. The quercetin, you know, we had Colonel Michael Lewis. I don't know if I did him justice in his bio yesterday. He is an extremely high level doctor slash surgeon in the Defense Department. The highest levels of our government. You heard the interview where he's talking to the people in the different departments and the generals and what have you. What does he say? C, D, zinc, fish oil, those kind of things. You know, at quercetin, all at the Power Mall, all quality. So I would add selenium. I would definitely add magnesium to that. The heart drops will help you. And having oral health, mouth health is vital. The silver lozenges are awesome. The silver gel from Optavita. The power silver. We went and found the best colloidal silver. The government doesn't want you, obviously, to have colloidal silver. It's pressuring you. So we said, okay, we'll just find the best then. And that's what we did. The power silver, you don't need very much. You can just put a little bit under your tongue or what have you. It works fantastic. All these things are more at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Now, getting to the man himself, Robert Tactalian, founder with his wife of Vitamir. A patriot, an American, just a salt of the earth, just a great person. We're glad to have him on. Robert, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. You do such a good show. I never get tired of listening to you.
Wow.
Especially when you're telling how good I am.
Yeah. Well, there well, there you go.
Joke of the morning.
We at least have one listener then because of you. You're the least one listener.
No, you have a lot of listeners. Actually, after your shows, you do, we get a lot of calls. People ask questions and so on. They do listen to you.
And yes, they do.
We make sure that they come to your site. PowerMall.com and so on. But we do get a lot of calls because of your show.
Let's talk about Vitamir. I know you've told the story a lot. Just for new listeners, maybe just quickly, Reader's Digest version. How did Vitamir even come to be?
Well, I had a problem, oral problem, a lot of problems. cost thousands and tens of thousands of dollars through the years to take care of my oral health so I can go and live and work and eat, be normal. I trusted my dentist, my periodontist. Now, this is the short version. I can tell you that my dentist and periodontist, as good of a guys they are, but they play volleyball with my wallet. I'm not saying all dentists are bad. I'm not saying all periodontists are bad. But it's hard to find good people who love what they do, and they don't just drag you like a milking cow, milk you every month. You walk in their office. You know, and it's not cheap. It's not like $20-$30, and you pay a ton of money to be at the dental office just to go to see a dentist, which is fine, you know. We need good dentists. We need good periodontists. But in my case, I had a lot of problems. And then they told me in about 1999, that if I don't remove all my teeth out of my mouth, I will have no gums and bones left to hold my dentures. I mean, you know how scary that is? I couldn't believe it. But my wife, I have to credit, all the credit goes to my wife. She did a lot of research, a lot of ingredients, and she always tell me, let's do something about it ourselves. I would say, there is nothing you can do when I have the best dentist and the best periodontist in town take care of me. Look all the money I'm paying them. Well, that's what they said, that I have to remove all my teeth, didn't sit right with me. And lo and behold, I went to my wife and said, now let's do, what was that research you did? So we made the mouthwash. Long story short, by the time I made the mouthwash, I was able to bite an apple without leaving my teeth in the apple. This is the best way I describe it. All my teeth were losing my mouth. My gums were not able to hold my teeth. My bones were receding. I had bed bread, bleeding gums, conquered sores, loose teeth, sensitivity. Imagine if I would open my mouth talking to somebody, and I was in business all my life. And how scared I was to open my mouth because I don't know if there was blood showing my teeth or not. I know there's people out there, smokers, drinkers, drug users, who name it. They all have oral problems, but generally human beings have oral problems. Statistically, they say only 20% in the world population have perfect teeth and perfect gums. 80%, I don't know who comes up with these percentages then, but 80% have some kind of problem, oral problem. In my case, I had it all. So imagine coming up with a mouthwash with four ingredients, zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil, distilled water. Of course, it's a process that you know how to make it, but we were able to do that. And we were able to heal me. And I couldn't believe it. I was given away mouthwash in my floral business. All my customers, if they bought a dozen flowers, I mean roses or so, I would give them a bottle of mouthwash for free because I made it. I made it and bottled it, labeled it, just fun. I just gave it away. I didn't care. And then my wife said, Robert, this is enough. You're going to cause us trouble. You want to do this? You go to a laboratory. You get a lab to do it properly. We will make sure it's done right, and then you can do whatever you want. That's how it all started. I found a laboratory. They liked what I was doing. They made it. We were able to get a patent on a product. And you can get a patent on natural products. You know that, right?
Yes.
Well, we did because it's such a great product. And then I put in some stores, and the rest is the history. Today we supply Canada, you name it. We're worldwide, you know, because it's such a great product. One more thing I will tell you about this to make this short. Stores start calling and telling, hey, this is great mouthwash. Can you make toothpaste? I said, no, but yeah, you have to make toothpaste. But no sugars, no fluoride, no chemicals, no preservatives. How do you make toothpaste without those things? Took us 2 years, then 2 years, the lab that was making our mouthwash, to work and produce the toothpaste, the original toothpaste, the 4 ounce that you have took 2 years to make, where it was perfect condition that does work, does help people. I didn't want anything for, I didn't do this for money. You know me enough to know that. I did it because I wanted to help people. You know, you get into that mode of, what's your plan in your life? My plan is to help everybody have great oral health. So here I am after 22 years now, 21 years. And, you know, this is what we do. We sold everything. We put all the money we had into making this happening then.
Mm. Now, you, I think people, I shouldn't say all people, but a lot of people in general, they don't see the importance of oral health. They just say, oh, it's just your teeth. The dentist will take care of it. I'll get, you know, whatever. It's not a big deal. They don't see the direct connection to your health. I was talking to an acquaintance of mine, a friend of mine, and he was telling me about he had to have open heart surgery. I said, open heart, what happened? And he said, I had a bad tooth. I had a root canal. The doctor, the dentist messed up on it. The infection went straight from my tooth, went down to my heart, screwed up his valve. He literally had to have open heart surgery because of a bad tooth.
You remember, I think in the last show I said, a medical journal about 10 years ago, after the studies, they said about approximately, again, 80% of heart disease patients get their disease from their gums. The disease goes through your gum, to your bloodstream, to your heart. This is where our mouthwash works so good, because zinc and folic acid go after the same track that the bacteria, the disease goes. It absorbs your gum to your bloodstream. That's why our product so works. You know, this morning I Googled before the show. I wanted to make sure I have some numbers for to tell people. This doctor in Michigan University, Dr. Lush, figured out what's the bacteria count in human mouth. You know what he came out with? You won't believe this. You can Google it. It has, in every 5 hours, the bacteria is about 20 billion cells, and it reproduces every 5 hours. And if you don't clean your mouth for 24 hours, you have 1 billion. I mean, our body is a bacteria, right? We have 1 billion different kind of stuff in our mouth.
Oh, my God.
And another study says 500 to 600 different species of bacteria live in our mouth. Of course, these bacteria fight each other in your mouth, and some of them die and so on. But we swallow them. You know, we swallow it one liter a day of spit. You know, our saliva, and all that bacteria is in our saliva. So we don't brush out it every 3-4 hours. We do it once if we're really responsible. We do it once in the morning, once at night. But I know people never brush their teeth for a week. Imagine how many billion bacteria they have in their mouth that gets absorbed through your gum, to your bloodstream, to your heart. I mean, those are not my figures. I wrote this down so I can tell at the show, people, if you don't listen to me that this mouthwash can work for you, go and do Google about your oral health. Find out more about it. I can tell you from my personal experience, I thought I have the best teeth and the best gums in my, I could chew nails. That's how I felt. But eventually, it was to the point where it cost me probably, before I end up doing this stuff, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 through the years if I put together how many times I visited my dentist, my periodontist, that I paid every time I walked, which was every month.
When I was young, you know, you'd hear things or your parents would tell you or whatever. They'd say things like a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's and things like that. I guess to some degree that's true. A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Well,
or less
it's
bacteria.
Only certain things, right? We eat a lot of things. We consume a lot of bacteria. You know, everything we eat has bacteria that our stomach can digest. We don't get, and some don't. You get sick, you get vomiting or diarrhea and so on. So there's a lot of bacteria with different foods we put in our mouth. Plus, whatever we have in our mouth, if we don't clean and wash our mouth, it breeds. It doubles in 5 hours. So when you sleep 5 to 8 hours, whatever bacteria you have in your mouth, it doubles and triples. It is incredible.
Let me ask you about, you know, mouthwash. Your mouthwash is unbelievable. I love this mouthwash. I mean, I use it all the time. I'm getting the children to use it, what have you. What is kind of your experience, the feedback you get? Is it more important to use mouthwash on a regular basis or more important to brush? I mean, I guess they're both important. That's not what I'm asking, but.
Sure. It's easy to explain. The toothpaste you use, you got to have good toothpaste with great ingredients, which our toothpaste is. When you brush it, yes, it forms it and brush softens all the food and blood particles and whatever particles sitting between your teeth, your gums. You brush them, but it's not liquid. It's soft, it's foamy, but that's topically cleaning your gums and gum line and your teeth. But the mouthwash, when you're gargling with the mouthwash, your throat and your mouth, it gets rid of all the bacteria, plus it penetrates between your gum and your teeth, goes all the way bottom where your nerve system is. That's why, like zinc and folic acid, able to go through your bloodstream like the bacteria and go after the bacteria. You know, these ingredients are ancient ingredients. Everybody knows zinc and folic acid and clove oil and myrrh oil. Those are fantastic ingredients that have been used for thousands of years. It's the way we combine them together that works so good. That people can just use mouthwash for a minute or so, brush their teeth, use the mouthwash, gargle your throat, and prevent any kind of sore throats and conquered sores and loose teeth sensitivity. It really, really works. I know people with bleeding gums use the toothpaste and mouthwash. Within 3 days, their gum and bleeding stop. The color of their gums getting pink. The gums get healthier and sitting tight and holding your teeth better. I mean, on and on. And one of the number one things I always tell people, prevention is the best medicine. You don't want to suffer like me. You don't want to lose your money. Take care of your oral health. Save money. Save your health. Beginning of your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you.
Who came up with the name Vitamir? That is such a great name.
You know what? We were sitting in our office at the flower shop office. We had a convention company and huge flower business. And we were having fun with vitamins and myrrh oil and so on. We had to come up with a name because I wanted to make labels to put on the mouthwash bottles to give my friends who were asking for it because they see what happened to me. And my customers who knew me very well, they would say, "Oh, Robert, you look great. Your smile is good. How's your teeth?" So I would tell them, and you know I like talking, so I'm a salesman, yeah. Right? So we were trying to come up with a name. And all the people working in there start throwing names, you know, and this and that. We end up with Vitamir. We drop the H at the Mir, and you know, Mir, M-Y-R-H-H.
Yeah.
We drop the H, we put Vita-Mir. You know, we were having fun. We had no idea this is going to be a business. We had no time for another business. We were a very, very busy company. And so I started just giving away what I was making, cooking at night and filtering, and just because I loved it so much to help people. So I had no idea. If I knew it's going to become a business, I would come up with a great logo. And, you know, I'm a businessman. 60 years I've been in business. I know how to do business. I would have catchy name and all that. It didn't. We didn't. And
I think the name. See, I disagree. I think the name is fantastic. I love the name.
Well, we had a lot of people say, "What kind of name is this? Doesn't say anything." Well, I say, "Well, it's Vita Vitamins and Myr, M-Y-R, blah blah."
Well, what kind of name is Colgate toothpaste? What kind of name is, you know, Act mouth rinse? I mean, well, I love the name.
That's how we made the name. You know what? I tell you, I don't know if I tell you this before. We were walking in a big restaurant. My wife, my friend and his wife, we were having a lunch. And while we were talking, I was talking to my friend, telling something. And we passed a table, and a guy sitting at the table says, "Hey, Mr. Weitmer." And I looked back. I said, "Hey, do I know you?" He said, "No, but I know your voice." He heard me on the radio here. Well, I used to do a lot of shows here in Vegas with the different radio stations. I mean, you know, people recognize your voice, but people also remember the name Weitmer, so they start calling me Mr. Weitmer.
Yes, they do. Is that what your wife calls you when she's mad at you? Mr. Weitmer.
Get the hell out of here. Go with the horse. Get out. So I go in the back with my horse and my goat, and my dog follows me, and I cry in there, and my eyes out. And
this is even, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know, I mean, to know Robert is to love Robert, and his wife, both of them. My wife and I were able to meet them in Vegas, have dinner with them. It was fantastic. That just how he is on the radio, that's how he is in real life. And he's so much fun and full of life. And your product gives life. We got about 5 minutes left. It's Christmas coming up. When I was little, in my stocking, my mother used to put things. She'd put an orange or a tube of toothpaste, socks, you know, things like that. I don't know if people still do that. I do, but I think Vitamir is a great stocking stuffer. I think the mouthwash is fantastic. You know, you don't have to brush all the time. If you have some of that mouthwash after you eat, you can just rinse off real quick, do something like that. This has a lot to do with your health. This has a lot to do with your teeth and even going to the dentist. Nobody likes to go to the dentist. My gosh, nobody likes the dentist. And the toothpaste, the mouthwash, there's different kinds of toothpaste, some children's flavor, CoQ10, what have you. There's not a better product for oral health that I know of, period. Period, period, period. And that's why we have them here, and that's why we buy from the good guys, and we have somebody like Robert. Any thoughts that you have? We have about 3-4 minutes left. What will you tell people?
I have something. Last time we had a show together, you invited me, which I'm very thankful. You asked me a question about maca and adaptogen, and I couldn't totally answer it properly. I decided not to because I couldn't say it properly, everything. But I have a little article in here to read. If it's okay,
I'll try
to read it
Let me set the stage. No, it's fine. The maca, you want a protein? You want some? It's an adaptogenic. Adaptogenic, and it gives your body what it needs, and it's so awesome. That's another product, the Vitamir at the Power Mall, the maca, to give you protein, to give you energy, to help your hormones balance, what have you. Anyway, so I asked him last time, what does adaptogenic mean? And he said, well, I don't know. My wife just told me that's what it was. Basically, it's what you said. So anyway, go ahead.
Actually, I knew. I just couldn't explain properly. You know, you're on a radio show, a lot of people listening. You want to say it right. I mean, we can joke a little and so on, but when it comes serious stuff, I'm very serious.
Yes.
And I don't want to say anything that I don't know properly how to say it. That's why I'm going to read this little thing in here, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Maca is a hormone balancer and adaptogen. The hormone or endocrine system consists of pituitary and hypothalamus axes and the sex glands. They are an adrenal glands. This system affects exactly growth, strength, and energy. The pituitary gland is the master gland because it controls the hormone output of the other three glands. Maca, a hormone balancer, helps stimulate the pituitary gland, acting as a kind of tonic for the hormone output of the other endocrine glands. Nutrient-rich maca is also known as an adaptogen, which is a food that boosts the body's ability to deal with the stress and disease. Maca works in accordance with individual needs, age, and gender, stimulating the body to produce the hormones needed to meet each user's unique requirements. Maca is both a hormone balancer and adaptogen. If your endocrine system is out of balance, Maca helps restore equilibrium. Some benefits of balanced endocrine system are what Maca is best known for: increasing libido, energy, stamina, as well as fertility and sexual enhancement for both men and women. In addition, hormonal stability sharpens the mind and generates a feeling of well-being. How's that?
That was fantastic. The libido, or libido, as we say in America.
Everything comes from good stuff, and if we put good stuff in our body will work good. And Maca is like God's food. To me, I can't go a day without Maca. If I don't take Maca for 2-3 days, I know, I feel kind of low. I can tell you something. When we were doing just Maca powders, good to have Maca powder because you have to make a smoothie, or you can put on your cereal, you can eat it, you can drink it, anywhere you can put Maca in your body. But having gelatinized Maca, you can take it with you anywhere we go.
There's the music. You know, and this is not just any Maca, like made in China. It's like all the products. If you have good natural products, it's a huge difference. And you get the best Maca right from the 14,000-foot mountains there in Peru.
Yes.
It's the best. It's always a pleasure, Robert. Vitamir over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get some gift wrapping on your gifts. Robert, last word is yours. 5 seconds.
Well, I wish you the best. Happy holidays to you and everybody listening. Stay healthy.
God bless you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free.
Bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you soon. Great broadcast. Larry Pinkney coming up later this week. Larry Pinkney. See ya.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.